Radio Prague News.
The Senate has passed a bill legalizing the use of marijuana for medical purposes. The Prague High Court has sentenced former city police chief Vladimir Kotroš to 5.5 years in prison. The Czech Republic is considering providing military equipment and training in conflict-stricken Mali. A bill legalizing the use of marijuana for medical purposes has been passed by the Czech Senate and can take effect after being signed by the President. 67 of 74 senators present on Wednesday voted in favor of the legislation. Medical cannabis has been shown to be effective in alleviating symptoms of diseases ranging from cancer to Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, psoriasis, and atopic dermatitis. Patients will be able to purchase medical marijuana with an electronic doctor's prescription. Critics of the bill had charged that many patients would not be able to afford legalized marijuana unless the price was at least partially covered by public health insurance, which insurers opposed. According to some estimates, some patients could pay up to 10,000 crowns a month. The Prague High Court has sentenced former Prague City Police Chief Vladimir Kotroš to 5.5 years in prison, lowering his original 6-year sentence. In addition, the court ruled that Mr. Kotroš was banned from working in any of the security forces for 5 years and will also have to pay a 400,000 crown fine. The former police chief was arrested with a 150,000 crown bribe on his person last year, which he admitted to. The prosecution charged that he had asked for an overall sum of 1 million. Mr. Kotroš said that his family's unforeseen financial difficulties had led him to break the law. The Czech government is considering equipping and training a Malian army battalion within a possible EU mission, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Wednesday after the cabinet session. He added that Prague was primarily negotiating the possibility with France, which put boots on the ground in Mali after Islamist militants were said to be threatening the south of the country. Great Britain is to send 330 troops to help. Sending Czech military instructors would require the consent of not only the Czech government but also of Parliament. Prague is considering not only providing military expertise and equipment, it's already made clear it will send an additional 3 million crowns to Mali in humanitarian aid. Outgoing President Václav Klaus, who steps down in little over a month, is weighing the possibility of a post within the structure of the European Union, Czech daily Lidové noviny reports. According to the newspaper, citing an anonymous source close to the president, there is a possibility the former head of state would even be satisfied with the post of Euro MP, noting elections to the European Parliament are scheduled for next spring, enough time for Mr. Klaus to launch a new party to back his bid. Mr. Klaus is widely regarded as a staunch Eurosceptic opposed to further federalization. Any new party formed by him would be expected to have a strong anti-federalist platform. Several highly placed members of the Civic Democratic Party that Mr. Klaus once headed, meanwhile, expressed support for the outgoing president continuing in politics. The Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs has until the end of June to correct mistakes made in the S-card system, namely breaking the law on personal data protection, the Office for Personal Data Protection revealed on Wednesday. Either the system, which streamlines social benefits and welfare payments, would have to be shelved by the ministry, or the current situation would have to be approved by the Chamber of Deputies, the head of the Office for Data Protection, Igor Niemetz, announced. The office had explained that the ministry broke the law by sharing client information with the bank Česká spotřebitelna, which administers the S-card system. The bureau has launched proceedings which could lead to the ministry being fined up to 10 million crowns. The Prime Minister Petr Nečas said in response that he had expected the tough stance by the bureau, stressing that the ministry would have to quickly prepare legislative changes. He is planning to meet with the Minister for Labour and Social Affairs, Ludmila Milarová, of Topo 9, saying he expected her to have concrete plans on how to move forward. I'm Jan Fellinger. That's the end of the news.